Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine, the current floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Yes, Jasmine. First of all, I don't know what kind of product is this. And second, I haven't received anything. And third, you guys charged me two times for something. I don't know what the hell is this. What is this? Here it says keto, you know, weight. I see this on my statement, the charge.
Okay. May I have your zip code, please?
77063.
Thank you. May I also please have your first and last name along with your address?
My last name is Yazchi, Yazdchi, and my address is 2100 Tanglewald, 662 Houston, Texas. 77063. I just see this charge on my statement. I just received my statement. I don't know what is this product here.
Can you give me your zip code one more time. I'm sorry.
Okay, 77063. Maybe you need my card, credit card number. I have a Discover card.
Let me have the first six numbers of the card.
The last four is 2905.
May I have the first six?
First six. Let me go get my card. One second. Where are you located, ma'am?
I'm located in Alabama.
Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name.
I'm sorry.
I am next to you.
You're next to me?
I said I'm in Okay. Let's find my car first. Okay. You need the. I'm sorry. What is it you need?
Just the first six digits, so the first four and then the next two after that.
Okay, 601120.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then your first and last name was again, I'm sorry.
First name is, the last name is Yazdchi. The first name, Ahmad, A-H-M-A-D.
Okay, and then the... Was the last person, the agent you spoke with, was they able to find the account?
She did find the account, yes, by the last four digits.
By the last four digits, okay. May I have the last four digits?
Okay, it's 2905.
But not with your last name.
What is it? The last name is Giovanni, G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I.
No. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not know what account they're saying they found for you.
Did you find the account number? I have the charge on my credit card, though. She said she did find it.
This account that was sent to me is it's not your account.
What's the name?
So it's a
Did
woman's
Ali?
name.
Okay, well, anyway, I've been charged on my card, Discover card, two charges, one for $6.95, one for let's see here, $89.65.
Have you
Okay,
recently
let me give you.
registered for have you recently registered for a trial and failed to cancel?
I haven't registered anything. But here's the reference number. Do you need the reference number?
A reference number. Who gave you a reference number? For you took them, are you speaking about from
Well,
your banking statement?
yeah, it has the phone number on
Yeah,
it.
unfortunately that reference number from your bank, it's only for the banking purposes. Is actually I won't be able to use it, won't be useful to me.
You should be able to see what y'all
May I have
charge
your
me for.
email address, please? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best to assist you.
Okay. Ali Giovanni,
Can you spell that out for me?
21, Ali Giovanni, 21 at gmail.com. What name do you have?
Sir, this account is not even it doesn't even have the same numbers on the card. I don't know where that account came from. I don't know if it was sent an error, but I'm not finding anything.
But I've been charged though on my card.
Oh, I'm definitely not, saying that you may not have been billed. The only thing that I'm saying, okay, I've located something by your email.
Right.
Okay, and I'm your address, can you give that to me one more time?
2100 Tanglewald, Suite 662, Houston, Texas, 77063.
Okay, thank you for that.
You will.
So there shows that there was an order placed with us. Now it was for our Vera Maxson.
I don't know who the Bear Maxon is.
It looks like that. It's a male enhancement that helps with do you recall placing an order for that?
No.
Okay, where it looks like well, shipping and handling costs were paid to receive it for an introductory trial that was never canceled. So when claiming fraud, we do take that very seriously, for your behalf and also for ours. So we do reach out to authorities and we'll provide them with the IP address that's listed on the account. An IP address can be used to determine the exact device that was used to place the order, as well as that device's location. So therefore, they can be prosecuted. Did you wish to continue with this process on today?
I need my money back to my card before I call my credit card.
Yes, sir. No problem. I'm just asking, do you wish for me to proceed so therefore I can assist you?
Ma'am, all I'm interested in to get credit back my account.
Yes, sir. So are you still indicating that these charges were fraudulently billed? That would be the only question that I'm asking, sir. It's just simply a yes or no answer.
I didn't authorize the charge. That's correct.
All right. Thank you very much. Please hold. I do apologize for the hold. Thank you for your patience. So we'll go ahead and get the charges refunded back to your account. It'll take approximately 3 to 5 business days for any refunds to be processed.
There's two charges. One is
Both charges will be
659.
both charges will be refunded within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Ma'am, you said these are mail enhancement. What does it mean? What is it?
I'm sorry.
What kind of products they are?
A male enhancement.
Okay, when you say male enhancement, what is it made of? What is it?
It's a supplement that helps with increasing libido, stamina, and also blood flow.
Okay. What kind of material they are? I understand what you say. What
Our
is it?
products are 100% natural, so you would have to go to the website. I'm saying, if it's well, you've already indicated that it was something that was not ordered by yourself, and the charges have already been refunded on the account for you.
No. I'm just interested what kind of material it is. I'm just curious.
I have informed you that it was a male enhancement product.
Right. I understand that, but what is it? You said it's all natural. Like what? What kind of material they are?
If you would like to know what the ingredients were, inside of the male enhancement, you're more than welcome to go to the website and view those ingredients for the
Okay, what
product
is
that
the
you never
website?
ordered.
Okay, what is the website?
One moment, please.
I'm just curious, what is
Okay,
this
it's no
product?
problem. It's TRY BIO enhancementlabs.com.
Okay, TRYBIO enhancement. .com.
Enhancementlabs.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know what it is, so I just was curious.
Oh, yes, sir. No problem. Well, you're more than welcome to go to the website and it'll give you all the material if you and explain to you fully, the ingredients and what it is useful for.
Do they really work or no?
Yeah, our customers do find it successful, yes, sir.
Yeah. So what is the name? I mean, what's okay? This is it's on my billing. It says Ketoweetama. What does that mean?
Yes, sir. That would be the vending company, sir. That has nothing to do with the actual product that would have been ordered. But being that we've already refunded, processed the refund, but due to the fraud claim that was processed, I'm not sure would there would be anything more to assist you in reference to the product today.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
All right, bye-bye.